Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Halloween, everyone, here on WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson, what are you dressed up as?
You know what? I'm dressed up as a parent of Middlebury athlete. That's what I'm dressed up as.
It's terrifying.
You look like a former Patriot.
There's like this Panthers jumping out at you. It's real scary stuff, man. That's what I'm dressed up as. Yeah, no, I'm dressed up as Ted Johnson, former linebacker of the Patriots, you know.
So, Stiz, should I bring up real quick my idea for next year for Halloween?
Yeah, well, you're going to make me mad because I'm mad that you thought of this today and not 2 days ago.
Better late than never does not actually apply to this. It's too late for this good idea. So next year we put all our names, everyone who's in the show, me, Fitzy, Ted, the producers, Brian, everybody, we put names in a hat. You pull a name and you have to come as that person. Hmm. So you have to dress up as one of the other members of WEEI Afternoons.
Okay.
Ooh. I think that would be fun.
Could be fun.
Could be offensive.
So Mike and Ken, if you're listening, this show has to stay together until next Halloween.
That's it.
November 1st next year, do what you need to do. But we need to get to October 31st of 2026. That's what we're shooting for. Let's put it on the calendar. Dan, you in?
Oh, absolutely. What's the opposite of lifts so I can dress as you?
Oh. Oh. Wow. You didn't necessarily get me. Good
Holy
Lord.
Smokes.
From the top rope.
That was not nice.
Well, you were just asked to touch gloves in the middle of the ring, and you just took a haymaker at heart.
In the nuts. Right. Like, we went to touch gloves, and he just went right to my nuts.
Oh, like I'm
jab.
The only one that was thinking it. Okay.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. Dan's being mean, and Ted's here, so let's have a three-point stance.
319!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you took a shot at your co-host and you didn't deserve it, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready for that?
I am.
All right, here is 60 seconds, go ahead.
So I have a weird feeling. I have a weird feeling that the tide is about to turn on Drake May. I have this feeling because I'm starting to see, I heard a clip on the Midday Show from Greg Bedard saying, well, you know, he's not playing as well as he had been playing. The last couple games haven't been as good. And we have a tweet we'll get to later, some criticisms of Drake May. Maybe the hype is overinflated. And this is what sports are all about. It's just the reality. We build you up to then nitpick and tear you down and look closer and get a magnifying glass or a microscope. And I think Drake May is about to learn that lesson because now People are expecting greatness. They're hearing the hype. Fans all over the country, fans that have their own hot young quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels. I don't know if you saw the redrafts. There's a lot of like, redraft 2024. It's Drake May, number one overall. Jaden Daniels is old news. I think you're going to start to see people nitpick Drake May more. And the other issue is, it's not really that possible for him to keep up the trend he's been on statistically. He's been on such a heater that there are going to be some down games coming. Hell, it could be the Falcons. They have a pretty good pass defense. I'm just saying, Patriots fans, you should love Drake May. Drake May is great. But put some earmuffs on and prepare yourself, because the tide is about to turn. All this MVP love is going to start to turn to nitpicking and criticism for Drake May in the coming weeks.
Well, that's depressing.
Do you want to like give us some concrete like examples of why? Like, what, just because the numbers would, you know, they can't keep going the way he's going? Like, what's the rationale?
First of all, it's human nature. It is what we do for everything. And the hype started here. If you're like, we started hyping him more, right? We asked Schefter, is he an MVP? And he laughed it off. And then like a week later, he's doing that on national TV on ESPN, because the story has grown from Boston Drake May discussion to national Drake May discussion.
Yeah, but we were saying it because he is legit right now.
Correct.
The third highest odds to win it.
And people are going to start to, as I said, the whole redraft thing, which I actually would like to get into at some point, this redraft of 2024, because I love Drake May, but it's hard to say right now just push him past Jaden Daniels after what Jaden Daniels accomplished as a rookie. He's banged up. He's not playing. Jaden Daniels took a team to an NFC title game last year. So to just say now, oh, Drake May's way better, like, we need to have a conversation there. I just think it's been so positive. We even asked about it, like, where's the negativity? Is there anybody pushing back? And it's few and far between. And it actually really did catch my ear when Greg Bedard's like, yeah, he's not really playing that well. Last week wasn't as good. I actually thought, you could argue, last week might have been his best game in the National Football League. Because I think when you get hit five times by Myles Garrett and you throw an ugly pick and show that you are resilient, and in the third quarter come out and go, whatever the hell he went, 6-for-6 with 3 touchdowns. I thought that was a phenomenal game, and some people are being critical of that performance against the number one defense in the NFL. Mm. So I think the tide is going to shift a little bit here in the sort of analysis or perception of Drake May.
Okay. Yeah, I told you that Sunday, considering that the Falcons are coming in with the top pass defense in the NFL, and whether Josh and Drake and the company see some weaknesses in it and think that they're better than, you know, a good for them. But you run at the Falcons, so I'm not looking for a gaudy statistical day for Drake May. And anybody that's putting Drake May past Jaden Daniels right now is guilty of recency bias of the highest order. The guy went 14-6 last year, that sixth defeat being a loss in the NFC Championship nobody thought that they would make it to. Just because he's injured this year, just because Scary Terry is injured this year, don't forget how damn good that guy was last year. And he's still to be heard from once again this year and for many years to come.
I mean, we could compare Drake May to Jaden Daniels last year, you know, where he's at now. Yeah. And you just kind of play it out. He's, you know, last year Jaden Daniels was completed 69% of his passes. Right now Drake May's completing 75%. Jaden mm-hmm. Daniels last year had 3,500 yards. Right now you have Drake May, who's on a pace to have a little around 4,200 yards passing at the end of the year. Right now, last year, Jaden Daniels averaged 7.4 yards per pass attempt. Right now, Drake May is averaging 9 yards per pass attempt. Last year, Jaden Daniels had 25 touchdowns. Right now, Drake May is on pace to have 32 touchdowns. Last year, Jaden Daniels had 9 interceptions. Right now, Drake May is on pace to have 7 interceptions. So, if you just, you know, look at it that way, it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, he's playing better than Jaden Daniels did at this time last year.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's what's interesting about the Commanders last year is that they had the 31st softest schedule in the NFL. And the Patriots have the 31st or 32nd.
Second, yeah.
So it's, you know, I think it's kind of a fair comp to kind of look at those two. Yep. But yeah. It is hard to imagine Drake May continuing this elite play like you know, the whole season.
Right.
It is hard.
It's a little
hard
bit like Shohei, right? He has 9 plate appearances, he reaches base, and then everybody the next night is like, wait, you didn't get on base? What happened? You're Shohei. It's like, I got on 9 times yesterday. You thought that was going to continue? This is not easy. This is difficult.
I was having an IV drip at 3 in the morning after doing that, guys. Relax. Yeah, no, I think it's there's kind of a nuance to it. Will he continue to be mentioned as, you know, Marino, Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, Drake May for the rest of the season? Probably not, but still in the MVP conversation. I feel like there's even a little bit that he can drop off and still be squarely in that conversation.
And that gets back to, I think, yesterday when we were talking about sort of the marquee games, what does he do head-to-head with Josh Allen again? What does he do head-to-head now looking like Lamar is going to be that challenge? Because if he's going, you know, punch for punch with those guys, well, those are the MVPs of the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
those two games, they're back-to-back, right?
Unfortunately.
That does kind of suck.
That's kind of tough. Can I get a week off?
They will be that's where Drake is going to really either boost or not boost his MVP candidacy in those two games.
And then one barb to the guy in the back room running the video on Twitch for us right now. Did you notice, Brian Fazoko, we didn't mention Caleb Williams in our discussion of redrafting the 2024 draft class. The number one overall pick is no longer the number one overall pick and may not be the third quarterback taken.
Might be kind of bad, huh?
Oh, except for the fact that Chris Sims did a redraft. He has Jaden Daniels going one. He has Caleb Williams going two and Drake May going three. No,
he's
I'm not kidding. No, no, no.
He's a hater.
No, this was published yesterday. I kid you not. It was not a joke. This isn't obviously April Fool's Day. It's Halloween. So he dressed as an idiot who does the top button on his collar with no tie.
Come on, Chris. Like, he had Drake May, I think, ranked as this fifth best quarterback in that class.
Yeah, whatever. He doesn't like him, some point you got to come around. Like, who was the guy, Fitzy, from Green Bay?
Kurt Benkert.
Yeah, he was down on Drake May. And then at some point, like 3 weeks ago, he's like, boy, was I wrong on Drake May. And he's now fallen on the sword many times.
Caleb Williams? I mean, you look at his, are you kidding me? He's 61% completion percentage. Because some would say he's got a better skill receivers. Mm-hmm. On it. He's got a excellent offensive mind.
He's got the bestest.
Right? And so, wow, only 9 touchdowns. Mm. Drake's got 15. Mm. I mean, are you kidding me? He's got more interceptions than Drake. Eesh.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the conversation with Daniels in May. He's in the conversation like, is Bo Nix better than you? Are you with Penix? What happens when J.J. McCarthy gets back and starts playing? Because he has it, remember. He had that one quarter where he showed he had it.
We're ignoring the other 7, just like we ignore Drake May's 4 interceptions.
Who was high on Caleb Williams? Were any of you guys?
I liked him.
Do you remember?
I liked him because I like the talent is, to me, inarguable. It's, does he make the most of it?
It's not about the talent. It's about crying in mama's arms after that loss. I mean,
that didn't do him a lot of good, dude.
Do that. You can cry in your mama's arms, like in the tunnel when no one sees, out in the parking lot when there's no phones around. Mm-hmm. But you can't do it in front of everybody in a stadium. It knocked him down in my draft order big time.
And if you remember, one of the first interviews we did with Drake May, he said something to the effect like, as the quarterback of the team, you're always on. Like, you're always the quarterback. Like, you're leading at all time. I forgot the exact words, but he understood that, I feel like. That idea that, you know, even Mac Jones. Remember the whole Mac Jones thing with the injury and the cameras caught him screaming and he thought he had gotten past the cameras. He tried to hold it together till he got under
you
the stadium.
So?
When Calais Campbell rolled up on him,
tried to hold it together because he knew.
It was that, what game was it he started a few weeks ago where he was getting hit all the time and I forget who they were playing, but he hung in there and he was just taking shot after shot. There was a great picture on like one of the websites of him getting tackled and his face is just like, like he's just like, you know, it's like the most pain he's ever been in. That guy, oof.
It's kind of like the face I pictured with Tua last night when I was watching that game. Oof. Brutal.
Biggest takeaway from the show so far, cry in your mama's arms on your own time.
On your own time, in private.
Move along to Nick Fitzy Stevens. Are you ready?
I am very angry, and I'm going to shake a fist at several large corporations.
Whoa, well, you got 60 seconds to shake that fist. Go ahead.
All right, those of you that happen to use an internet-based television provider may have woken up this morning or checked your television in the early afternoon to find out that the YouTube TV people owned by Google, it's a boutique little tech company out in the Santa Clara, NorCal. Yeah, perhaps you've heard of them. Funny thing is, Ted, they're at war right now, metaphorically speaking, in a financial capacity, with this startup entertainment brand from the Central Florida area known as the Walt Disney Corporation. Perhaps
I've heard of them as well.
You've heard of them as well, too? Yeah. So it turns out that YouTube TV was set to renegotiate with the Disney family of brands, the Disney Channel, Disney XD, ESPN, ESPN2, SEC Network, ESPN News et al., which comprises a significant portion of YouTube TV's sports package. And the negotiations didn't go well. YouTube doesn't want to pay them more money. Disney's asking for more money. And so what happened was the rich wanted to get richer on both sides, and now the fans are paying for it. YouTube TV has pulled the entirety of the Disney family of networks from ESPN all the way to the Disney Channel and beyond. So no Bluey for you this week. No family entertainment, no games, no nothing, no sports news or information. And they've offered a one-time $20 credit, which is so insulting. If they ever sent it to me, I would burn it, and then I would do something else on it like they did to the contract in Major League. The rich get richer, and you, the fans, once again suffer so the elite can line their pockets. It sucks.
That's the way of the world, man. It is amazing to me how just really rich, wealthy people, it's never enough. It's like they have these sweat dreams of like waking up and they're not billionaires anymore.
They're like Scrooge McDuck swimming in it and like, oh, the silo's a little down on gold coins today. I need a few more coins to swim in.
Yep.
It's
unbelievable, Andy.
But like, you know what? We'll pay for it, Fitzy.
Of course we will.
Of course we will.
Well, the thing that I find interesting, though, is like these people, like, so the NFL is now in bed with ESPN, which is Disney. The NFL's already in bed with YouTube because they're the Sunday ticket provider.
And like, Andy, I forgot there's no ABC as well. Like, you just lost your major broadcast
network.
It's
so weird to me that this is so intertwined and they can't find it. But I don't want to tell you people I told you so, but I've been mocked for years for being a non-cord cutter, for still having my, like, original cable. And as much as it sucks when I pay the bill, I have not had a, you know what I mean? I haven't had to think of one of these issues.
I'll never get rid of my cable.
Me either.
No way.
Because I don't want to wake up one day and they're like, oh, by the way, you don't get to watch whatever you want to watch tonight on ESPN. Yep. So.
But this greed play by YouTube and or Disney is not just unique to the YouTube TV provider. Fubo has gone through it before. They're also a cord-cutting application. So has Sling. But there have been times where the largest cable provider in America, I actually believe it's Spectrum because they cover Los Angeles and New York markets 1 and 2. They've gone to war with other networks before and pulled them for long stretches of time until enough people wrote in to make them find a way to sit down at the table. So it's not just about cord cutters versus coaxial people. This is just about corporate greed and the fans, whether they're sitting at home watching Xfinity or people like me watching it on our phone on the go. We're the ones who end up paying for these guys going to war over nickels and dimes, and it sucks.
The little guy like me, right, Dambo?
Absolutely, that's right. See, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's crazy that corporations holding your passions and interests and things that you care about against you and making you pay through the nose for it. It's tale as old as time.
Can I give a recommendation? You guys want a corporate greed movie that is just, I mean, there's a million of them out there, but one that I just... I think it leads to I have a bit of an obsession with bottled water. I'm not really helping the that's where my environmental kind of mind, I just feel bad about because I drink a lot of bottled water.
Okay.
You've ever seen the movie Dark Waters?
Nope.
No.
Nay.
Watch the movie Dark Waters. It is unbelievable.
And it's about bottled water?
Nope. Well, it's about water being, tainting water in neighborhoods in West Virginia. The DuPont family, basically... They developed and came up with Teflon, right? Mm-hmm. And so and they started putting Teflon in things in military machines, but also in pots and pans, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the whole commercials, right? Well, you know, they were dumping the waste right into the ground that was leaking into the water supply, and so you can imagine a lot of the health issues that people in and around the people that worked at the plant. It's just one of those things where you just. It's unbelievable. They got a slap on a wrist.
That happened right here in Massachusetts,
sure
too,
did.
The movie
sure did.
Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. Yep, yep, sure did.
I was in Woburn. Woburn.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, Brockovich was in Northern California, but it's the same
I don't
same
remember
idea.
Aaron Brockovich taking place in Woburn.
It was the same idea.
So then maybe it's a different movie.
Yeah,
I think there's a different movie, Stiz. But also, Ted, I'll send you an article from a couple years ago in... The New Yorker, where it was revealed, you know how all your furniture is Scotch guarded?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, oh my God, that's great. My sofa's not going to, you know, light on fire. It's all been flame retarded. That's great. Guess what's in every single human's bloodstream now? Microplastics from Scotch Guard.
Yeah. Yep.
No, we all literally have. You can test anyone's blood in this studio or someplace else. And you know what they got? Slap on the wrist.
But my favorite of all time, though, is the best movie, if you've ever seen it, is The Big Short.
Steve Carell, Margot Robbie, I've watched it a hundred times.
I make sure my kids watch it.
Margot Robbie.
You talk about all the breakdowns, and I loved how all the people that were involved in that got bonuses, little bonuses to go away. Isn't that great? Where the little man, the little guy always has to pay for the sins of those.
Crazy how that works. All just heartwarming romps that we're talking about.
All right, we digress.
All right, Teddy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so if you look at the past four drafts for the Patriots, not including this year, so all right, there was 36 players drafted from 2021 to 2024. Of those 36 players, only 10 remain on the roster today. And I say all of that to say this about the latest couple of trades that the Patriots made between Kyle Duggar and Keon White, shipping those guys out, and the signing of Marcus Jones to an extension. What I've always told people, when teams make moves like this, they are basically saying, without saying, how they feel about the players and their personalities and what they contribute and what kind of culture that you're trying to establish. By shipping away Kyle Duggar and Keon White and signing Marcus Jones, it's telling everyone what we value. And so whatever it is that Marcus Jones brings to the table, if it's his professionalism, his attitude, his daily discipline, however he approaches his job, they're basically saying to everyone, that's how we want you guys to do it. That's exactly why, it's a huge, huge kind of message to players. Like the Lawyer Malloy shipping out to Buffalo right after cutting him was a signal to all of us who was in charge that what we had to do, what we could do and what we couldn't do when it came to our contract. If you're going to fight Belichick on your contract, you'll be shipped to Buffalo, that kind of stuff. Jamie Collins knows that. So these last kind of trades and signings are telling players what they want. And so I don't have a problem with it. I mean, honestly, I don't. I mean, to me, Keon White was overrated, and Kyle Duggar, my man, even though he was injured, just wasn't getting it done. So that's it, though. Communicating to the players is why they make these moves.
I thought it was interesting. In a weird way, he's almost the chosen one, Marcus Jones, like the chosen bridge leader, because we talked so much about David Andrews and that whole crew of veterans and captains that were kind of squeezed out. And I know there's more on the horizon, but a lot of the leadership was brought in. Guys that Robert Spillane, I'm going to bring you in to be my guy. Marcus Jones is kind of the holdover. He's a captain. Then they give him a contract. Like, clearly, he's like the chosen leader culture guy.
I mean, if I'm those 10 guys, I've been sweating it ever since training camp. Like, if I'm going to get going. But he also, Kayshawn Booty, Marcus Jones. Kayshawn Booty's had the most snaps of any receiver on this team. They're basically saying to the rest of the team, he was in one place at one time. Now he's in another place. So if you work hard, do what we ask you to do, you too can make this team as well.
And also get behind the defense and catch the ball when Drake throws it to you in the end zone for like 40-yard touchdown. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our three-point stances today. Up next, it is Friday. It's 3:30 on Halloween. We get to ask Mike Giardi what he's dressed up as for tonight. That's next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
WEEI. I'm sure this is from some horror movie that I haven't seen.
Some horror movie?
What is it?
Halloween.
Look at his mask.
Seems appropriate. It is Halloween. Yeah, it sounds a little eerie. See, right now, I'm already uncomfortable. I don't see anything. I don't even know what's going on. And there's a little feeling in the back of my neck that I don't care for or need. And that's why I don't watch horror
movies. Any famous composers do this, the scores for scary movies?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, as a matter of fact, John Carpenter did the score for all of his own movies, Ted, so he wrote this.
Okay.
And a few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to go see John Carpenter live in concert do all the music for all of his movies, including this, which was incredible.
That'd be cool. John Williams, if he did something like that, that'd be cool.
I saw John Williams 27 years ago at Great Woods. He did all of his greatest movie hits. It was spectacular.
That's a great story.
It was a great story. Like, you know what's a better story? Anyone that Mike Giardi tells to go to the guest line.
Thank you, John.
To talk to Boston Sports Journal's Mike Giardi, who has the best open in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, how are we doing this week?
Holy crap, that was a lot of bragging by Fitzy. I saw this and I went to that 27 years ago. You know, one time I saw Tom Brady, he said hello to me.
Well, to be fair, actually, I did ask him a question, so, you know.
Do you want me to tell you about how great Danny Elfman was at Lincoln Center, Mike?
Nope.
No, you can save that for next week.
Save that for the podcast. Yeah, you do that on Six Rings when you get Giardi on. Michael, trade deadline. They've already made two moves. They dumped a couple players, which it certainly felt like it was. How aggressive do we think they're going to be? Can we dream, or should we even expect an impact player for the Patriots at the trade deadline come Tuesday?
How are you defining impact? I mean, if you're talking A.J. Brown, no, I don't think that that's what's going to happen. But I do think that they are active. I do think they want to add pieces, especially to the edge. I think they're interested in some depth here as well, which makes a lot of sense because it's one of the things that we've talked about, like, what would sort of derail what's going on? Well, you know, there's a spot here and a spot there that they probably can't afford to lose their guys. Can they upgrade in that regard? So I still think that they are of the mind that this is the first year of the rebuild. And even though everything is happening way faster than anyone expected, that they'd like to keep picks in the first, second, and probably third round.
Okay, Mike, I'm curious what you think. Ramondre Stevenson, sounds like he's not playing this week. Is him not playing, is that no problem, question mark? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know that it's no problem. I mean, like, Terrell Jennings has done some nice things in the five-minute offense when games have been out of reach, but he would be the in-between-the-tackles guy because, as we've seen with Trevion, that's not really been his bread and butter. In fact, you get him going last week, and where do you get him going? You get him going on the edges. So I'm sure Trevion will have to run some in-between-the-tackles, but I would imagine that that's going to be Jennings' task, and we just don't know. I have no idea if he's good or not, or good enough even in this case. And the Falcons are not a good run defense, so that's a place where you could make some hay. It would have helped to have Ramondre in this game. You don't have him, so we'll see what that looks like.
All right, Mike, are you as sort of like confused about this week's opponent as I am? Because you look on yes. paper like, you know, great pass defense, like you said, suspect run defense. But on offense, you have a top five running back, a young quarterback who could throw at 75 yards standing still, an elite wide receiver, supposedly an elite tight end, and yet they are so up and down. They are just kind of such of a mess. Like, which Falcons team do you think shows up Sunday?
That's a great question, and they don't seem to know, right? Because nope. every time you think this team has turned a corner, the Buffalo game a few weeks ago, hey, they smacked them 24-14, but it wasn't that close, and you're like, oh, Atlanta's finally arriving, right? Good young base of talent. It's mm-hmm. a pretty talented roster, and then they lose the next week, then they get beat by Miami by 100 points or whatever it was. You know, like they're a riddle. I kind of come back to the coaching on this one. Raheem Morris might be one of those guys, and you know, you have one as your offensive coordinator here who might just be better served as being a coordinator. He's a really good defensive coordinator, but this is his second go as a head coach, and what have they got to show for it? Not much.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Mike, I heard your boss man, Greg Bedard, make a comment that Drake May hasn't been playing as well the last couple weeks. The high standards that he had created previously, maybe there was a little dip. And that led me to believe, and I want to know if you agree here, is there a chance of a sort of turning of the tide in the coming weeks where everything has been great for Drake May? Everybody, literally everybody loves Drake May as an MVP candidate. That maybe we build him up and now we start tearing him down and we start to see nitpicking and First Take is questioning certain things he's doing. Is that potentially on the horizon?
I think when you're playing this well, that's the next thing that happens, right? You're like, wait, this guy's playing at a level that I don't know that anyone thought it was going to reach this soon. So now you're looking at it going, hey, bailed out of the pocket there. You know what? He passed up a couple of easy throws and he took a hit on that one, or he held the ball on a little too long and he took a hit there. And like, that's what, again, what would derail this football team if Drake gets himself hurt, if Drake does something foolish outside the pocket, like trying to stiff arm Myles Garrett, like, dude, just throw the ball away. So he's still playing great, but I think there's some validity to the, not every play is perfect. And I think that's why Josh McDaniels keeps talking about it. Like, we have a lot to improve on and it's great that we're where we are, but there's a laundry list of things that he needs to get better at. And I mean, that's actually, I would be encouraged by that, right? Like,
yep.
This kid's playing this well and he's still got, you know, 5, 6, 7 things that he needs to mm-hmm. to clean up or get better at. Like, that's, to me, that's a good thing.
It'd be nice if you had a little help on that running game, for sure, even though they've been running better in the last couple of games. But Mike, I want to focus on the defense, okay? The defense, I've been trying to figure out what I think of this defense, because there's markers, there's indicators that would suggest it's not as good as people think. And just to give you a couple examples, you know, the defense is ranked dead last in red zone defense. They're dead last in goal-to-goal defense. They are 31st in giving up big plays of 20 or more yards. They're seventh most they give up the seventh most yards after catch, and they're 25th in net yards per pass. So those are some pretty, you know, serious, you know, categories that they're ranking low in. What is your biggest concern for this defense?
A consistent pass rush. You know, some of the guys have decent individual numbers. You look at some of the pressures and things of that nature. But, like, as much as I like the way the interior has played, and even not just the two big guys, but then Tonga and Joshua Farmer and even Corey Durden, and I think Mike's kind of pushed at this a little bit, like, we still need more there. Like, they're not affecting the quarterback as much as they need to be. And now, you know, Harold's had a couple quiet weeks. Landry on the outside, you know, probably dealing with whatever happened to him with the leg knee at New Orleans. And Chaisson's a liability against the run, so you get the good pass rush. But, you know, they run right at him because that's the place to run. Mm-hmm. So it's like, can those guys be a little bit better? And if they can be, again, you're paying a lot of money to Barmore and Williams in the middle. Can they cause a little bit more havoc? And if they can, then I think all those other things, at least in terms of like the pass defense, everything marries together, right? Mm-hmm. And Gonzalez is now probably rounded into form where he's got his game legs back, and now he's starting to play. You know, he even saw with the swagger, not the Jerry Jeudy, the Dylan Gabriel, the Jerry Jeudy scares no one, but like Jerry Jeudy did nothing in the game, and he was yapping at him quite a bit. And it was like, okay, I think he's feeling I think Christian's feeling like himself again. So, like, those sorts of things can help all the way down the line and make them at least a, I don't know, we keep talking about, like, top 10, top 12 defense. Can they get there? I don't know if they statistically can get there, but, like, they can play that way.
All right, Mike, two-parter from me right here using the same acronym. One, who is your midseason MVP on the Patriots not named Drake May? And two, who do you have at the midseason for an MVP NFL-wise?
MVP for the Patriots, let's say Robert Spillane. First 2 weeks were awful, more missed tackles than tackles. And since then, I think it's 5 or 6 games, double-digit tackles. He's in the right place, communicates really well. You know, the guys up front talk about, like, sometimes he sees stuff before it happens and he's telling us. And so we have, you know, we've got a cheat sheet. So I think his ability to embrace all that stuff and just lead that defense has been good. Yeah, he still could go at him in coverage, but, like, let's face it, like, I don't know, there are too many great cover linebackers in the league, not named Fred Warner, and he's out for the year. MVP, yeah. Taylor, either Jonathan Taylor, Drake May, or Patrick Mahomes. Taylor's not going to win because quarterbacks win the award. I'll say it's Mahomes because I think they're on a run right now, and I think they may continue to stay on this run, and I think he edges Drake in that regard.
Michael, a final football question. Is this a losable game? Is there any reason to worry? Are you picking the Patriots? Is this just like, okay, it'll be, even if it takes till the third quarter, this will end up another 30-something to 15 type game?
This is the most perplexing opponent they played because, like I said, I think there's a lot of talent on that team, and every once in a while they show it. They tended not to travel well. So unless Raheem Morris can convince them that their season is on the line, which, when you look at the records, like, if you really want to be a playoff team, you probably need to get it going. Then I think the Patriots are confident, but not overconfident. And I think they're going to keep rolling this weekend.
And then most importantly, clear up a little debate we were having. Are you a Halloween guy? Do you dress up? Do you like candy? What's the status tonight?
I not dress up. No. Do I like Halloween? I did until I got this crazy dog that barks at everything that moves. Oh. So we're going to have like a 3-hour bark fest tonight. So that's gonna be great. I should have gone to the vet and gotten some drugs for him. Is what I should have done.
Does he?
There's a dispensary around the corner.
Run to the door every time the doorbell rings, and then you got to hold him back for, you know, from the kids? Is that kind of what you got?
Yeah,
there?
But it's barking, and the hackles go up, and you're like, and you know, he's harmless. He'd like literally, if I let him go, he'd roll over and let them scratch his belly. But in that moment, I got to defend my front door. It's like, dude. Every time, literally every time. Every time.
So what are the Giardis giving out tonight? Full size?
I don't make TV money anymore, Andy, so no, sorry.
Mini Twix.
Yeah, mini. We're actually splitting the bags, actually. I'm cutting them in half.
All right, Mike, enjoy the night, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, boys.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. And Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, let's react a little bit to that the defensive conversation. What you can get. I know Ted has been harping on this. Sounds like Giardi is looking for more. And another Mike. Sounds like he believes Mike Vrabel is looking for more. The Patriots defense. Can it be better? Will it be better? We'll talk about it next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Yeah.
This is my kind of Halloween music. It's not
it
scary.
It was a graveyard smash.
Go to a party, have some candy.
On in a flash.
I didn't even like those. You ever go to those parties as a kid where they shut the lights out and you put your hand in different, like, oh, this is brains or whatever, or this is like eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
I did not like those.
Yeah.
They would peel grapes, I think, to make eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
It always freaked me out.
Yeah, we didn't have those kind of parties in Chelsea.
That's,
yeah. Those aren't pillows.
Andy, I've been the one. So
okay,
if no one else
you.
Will admit it, I will tell you
thank
I
you,
have.
Stiz.
And I remember those
sorry, I'm not
kind
a cool
of parties.
Chelsea boy like you. But that was Mike Giardi talking about the Patriots' defense, his biggest concern, the area they need to improve on. And lo and behold, it married up with our own Ted Johnson, who's been talking about the pass rush, the numbers that were weighted, right, Ted, towards
yep.
the first couple games or whatever in terms of sacks and
most,
pressures?
Yeah, they had the most sacks through the first two games at 9, and then in the last six games they have combined 10 sacks.
Yeah.
So and then and they're 21st in the NFL in pressure rate. You know, so it's just like, I don't know. Can we get a little bit more out of our pass rush?
Do you think they would ever go back to a more aggressive blitzing? We saw more of that early in the year.
I don't think they're good at it.
Okay.
I just don't think they're I think I don't think the secondary is good enough or you feel confident enough to take guys out of coverage and put them into the rush. I think teams have kind of hurt them. What was the first game of
Raiders?
It was the Tennessee game, wasn't it? When we blitzed off the edge on the first play, and it was a 50-yard gain.
Yeah.
Kyle Duggar was in coverage.
Oh, no, Saints.
That was the Saints.
Saints. All right,
Chris
Saints.
Olave.
Sorry,
yeah.
My bad.
Yep.
So it just I don't think this team is good enough on the back end to. I mean, this Patriots defense is 31st in giving up big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Like so. Teams get big plays on this defense. It just I don't think you want to be blitzing when you have issues on the big play on the back end.
So we're talking about either adding a pass rusher, which you have advocated for quite strongly, and that would come hopefully by Tuesday.
I'll take anybody, but that would be my number one choice.
And or we're talking about getting more out of the front. Can you get more out of the interior pass rush, Fitzy? You know, Milton Williams, he's your $100 million man, and I think we all like what you've gotten from him, but do we get greedy? Do we say, Milton Williams, nice start, we mean it, you're playing more, you're doing a lot, but now we need you to do even more.
Did you see the video from the big mic'd up last week against the Browns for the Patriots where Milton Williams was in awe of the Myles Garrett 5-sack performance?
Yes.
I would not be surprised if he kind of ups his game a little bit this week. Like, he's getting paid, not like Miles Garrett money or Aiden Hutchinson money, but Milt Williams is getting paid. I would not be surprised if he has an uptick this week in productivity. Also, Harold Landry on the practice report, full participant today. Good sign for the pass rush.
And Ted, something that you've talked about, pinning ears back and different things, if they start a little faster on defense and continue to play well on offense, that will help their pass rush, right? If they go up 10-0 and they can build a lead and play from in front, that'll help.
It forces teams to throw the ball maybe more than they want, and so that's when you get your big plays from on the edge.
But they've been in a few dogfights early where they give up a score, and now you're chasing
a
little bit.
They're close at halftime.
Yeah.
You know, and then they come out in the third quarter and blow doors. I think they're
right, and then play from advance there.
Right.
But
yeah.
If they did that in the first quarter, that might help all your pass rush numbers and your pressure numbers, because now the other team's chasing and throwing, and you know it, and
it's fun to talk about. It really is. And just dangle that carrot in front of the fans and us. I don't think they're going to do a big name. I really don't. I think, you know, when we talked about this the other day and you guys were bringing up, you know, depth pieces, that's probably what they are going to do. Depth pieces more than a big. I would be nervous. I would be nervous as if I was running an organization to make a big dramatic trade midseason. It's just, you don't know what that player's been doing, what his attitude is, his health status, and to just give up, future assets for really what it, to me, is an unknown, asset is a little risky.
And an example would be, we were talking about it during the break with Brian Frazoco, Trey Hendrickson, great pass rusher. He's a rental because he's going to be a free agent. He's been battling injury. Now he's doubtful, but are they just keeping him sidelined because they're kind of trading him? But if you're the team acquiring him, are you wondering about that injury and the time he's missed? And
real quick, too, if you're going to bring somebody in, it's got to be at a position, isn't like receiver or like tight end, where it's a lot of mental stuff.
Right.
It's like that'd be a position where they don't have to think. They can just go.
Right.
Like pass rusher.
And theoretically, that would work. Running back is similar
running
to that.
Running back,
you
same thing.
Think a running back could come in and contribute right away. So we will continue to monitor the Patriots. The trade deadline, they're pursuing, they're calling, they're active. How active? Well, we'll find out by Tuesday at 4 p.m. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's my favorite segment of the week. It's when Ted gets all hot and bothered. He builds us up for this game. I think we're going to hear about banjo coverage. I think we're going to have a pull and pin and more. Ted Johnson builds up Patriots Falcons on Sunday. That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.